dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't be afraid to use it. Glad to hear from you. Always love to catch your email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you on the program today. Boys basketball coming up tonight. We're going to talk with a couple of the head coaches that will be playing in the districts, and I guess you would have to say both would be labeled as underdogs in their games tonight. Axtell's Brent Heinrichs as they take on Ravenna. Kearney Catholic's Don Lease as they get ready to take on Shadron. That's right, Kearney Catholic and Shadron in the same district. Kearney Catholic and Shadron in the same district. Kind of like Fall City, Sacred Heart, and Giltner in the same district. But, you know, you can debate that. That's a good thing from time to time. It just depends which side of the fence you're sitting on there. A lot of things happened over the weekend. Once again, the Nebraska men's basketball team wants to kick you right in the sack, Daddy. They've beaten two top 25 teams. Just enough to make you pay attention again. I am not falling for it. I was completely dead wrong about my prediction as far as who would win Saturday. I was not wrong about a low-scoring game, although the Huskers, by scoring more than 50 points, did win the basketball game. So yay to them. RMAC, GPAC tournament pairings are out. And then there's a couple of things I just, you know, want to start the show off with. And, you know, as always, just go, what? You know, this greatest highlight thing on ESPN, I don't want to hear Chris Berman doing his version of the greatest highlight because they've all stunk. Every single one of them. Either the one of the things that makes a great highlight is the actual radio or television call. And I will also say, 15-10 at halftime in a Class A boys basketball game, you both should have been shown the locker room and not allowed back out for the second half. I love you, Scott Steinbrook, Coach Kearney High. Sorry.
Interesting thoughts. Douglas, I want to get back to the Nebraska basketball team again. Basically led throughout the game. From start of the game to finish, it was about 4.5 minutes left when Texas A&M took their first lead. Nebraska answers right back and then closes the door down the stretch. A game in which nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this team going on the road and getting a win at Texas A&M. Texas A&M. But one of the big things that you say now is, what you know, it's always what could have been. It's always, you look back to the loss of Baylor in the Devaney Center, the loss at Colorado, of course, the big lead, 24-11 at the halftime to Iowa State. You fight back, you battle back, and get Missouri to overtime, and you lose that one in the Devaney Center. Those four games, it just leaves you shaking your head when thinking about this team, because they could have put themselves in a position to have everybody talking about the NCAA tournament right now.
Well, again, you have to remember, this is still not a good basketball team. And I guess these are the kinds of things that young, inconsistent, not good basketball teams can do. The only thing I do see out of this one that was different is that A&M did make a run at the Huskers twice in the second half, and Nebraska was able to answer. And that's the first time, I think, that that's happened all year. The teams have made a run at them, and the Huskers able to answer that and win the game.
Well, it was, you know, 9-point lead built in the first half, 8-point lead in the second half, and it was, you know, Andy Markowski saying the first 4 minutes are going to be critical of that second half. You know, because you fully expected A&M come out with so much more energy and play so much better basketball than they did the first 20 minutes. And Nebraska, at 16 minutes, 5-point lead. They were able to hang in there and withstand that first shot they took to the chin, and then they just kept, you know, they said playing hard for 40 minutes. And I think, obviously on the road, it's a very, very tough to win anywhere you go, but they had 12,000 people, you know, to root against them. The place was going crazy. Sec Henry steps up and knocks down undoubtedly one of the biggest threes of the year to tie the game up, and then they're able to go on and win it.
But Cookie Miller gets hurt, and is probably hurt for a long time. They're supposed to find out more today. Separated shoulder. It's going to be something that's going to keep him out, I would guess, for the rest of the year. And he's one of the guys that had just kind of stepped up. They're all kind of moving along. Sec Henry, Dogunduro, Cookie Miller.
Chris Ballum.
Obviously one of the reasons that they're being competitive and picking up some wins in the conference is because of that. Now Oklahoma comes in Wednesday, and if you're heading down to State Girls Basketball and you're going early, you might want to check out the Huskers a Wednesday night. Concerned about the Husker women, just when they were looking to get in the top 25, they really haven't been beating anybody lately. They're not getting any resume wins, and they're playing a lot of tough teams. Obviously, half the conference has been ranked from time to time, but they let one go again last night at Texas Tech, road game, a tough team. But they are defeated by a very good Texas Tech team. And now it doesn't get any easier. They have to go to 15th-ranked Kansas State on Wednesday. So Nebraska women, if they want to make the NCAA tournament, where they had been penciled in 10 days ago, but now are 1-3 in their last four games, and the only win is against the Cellar Dwellers of the Big 12 in Missouri, they're going to have to get another quality win in there somewhere, it would look like, coming up.
Douglas, then you're talking Husker stuff. You got to talk about a little bit about the baseball team. Runs into weather in California, flies all the way out there. It's 55 and rain pretty much the whole time they were there. Fall behind 17-0 in the first one, able to battle back and make that 17-7 in the second one. Take control pretty much right from the start. DJ Belfonte, four hits in that ball game, able to come out with a 9-2 victory, and then in a bizarre game yesterday, which a ball that should have got them out of the seventh inning is about a two hopper hit two O-pits, and he's actually throws it so far wide of first base that the pitcher catches it on his way to back up first base, then turns to get the guy out that's going from third to home to score. He throws that ball to the backstop. Those runs come back to bite Nebraska. They end up losing that game 4-2. And then they could not play the fourth game of that series because Nebraska had to get on a plane and return back to Lincoln. So they end the opening weekend 1-2 and then get ready to face their home opener with UC Riverside.
Johnny Dorn did get the win for the Huskers. He went six innings and picked up the victory, gave up just one run. So a good start to the season for Johnny Dorn, a very important start to the season for Johnny Dorn, because he's the guy they're going to have to rely on if they're going to win ball games and have any chance to put anything together for the Huskers this year. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings College and UNK baseball teams, 1-3 this weekend. Again, I shake my head when I look at baseball in this part of the country. And don't forget, UNK gets to play at Nebraska coming up next Tuesday. That's the 4th, weather permitting, UNK, Nebraska. But UNK played Wayne State in Pueblo, Colorado this weekend. Four games. I mean, that on so many levels, the only thing is, well, they were able to play. And I guess it doesn't matter if you travel to Pueblo to play somebody from Pueblo, you're playing. It's just the world, weird, wacky world that we live in. And Wayne State took a 3 of 4. And for Hastings College, they were out in Colorado as well. Who knew that the weather was always so beautiful in Colorado? So that's how things went there. State basketball begins on Thursday, and we've got you covered for a lot of teams. And congratulations to the Kearney girls making it to state for the first time since 1997. And they have drawn Omaha Westside in the Class A opener at 3:45, which you'll be able to hear right here on ESPN Radio from the Devaney Center on Thursday. And remember, folks, they have changed the way the state basketball tournament is run for both the girls and the boys. The times are different. The sessions are different. You don't get to go in and watch three games, really, anymore. They kick you out. There's 9 and 10:45, then a break, 2 and 3:45, then a break, 7 and 8:45, and then it's nighttime. But that's the way things are this year. And some of the other area teams in Class B Wow, what a horrible, horrible, horrible draw for Holdridge. Pius gets beat, so they're in on a wild card, and that makes Pius and Holdridge meet at 8:45 in Class B's first-round matchup at Pershing Auditorium. Congratulations on that, by the way, in Class B. Also at Pershing in C1, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic at 2. Hershey and Minden will be playing at 3:45. In C2, Cambridge and Grand Island Central Catholic will play at Lincoln Southwest at 7 o'clock, followed by Sutton and Elwood Murdoch at 8:45. And in Class D1, Lawrence Nelson edges Kennesaw, so they will play Bancroft Rosalie, the top seed in D1 at Lincoln North Star at 2 o'clock Thursday, and then Arapahoe and Humphrey St. Francis play at 3:45. And in D2, it will be Pleasanton and Sioux County getting in on a wild card. You know where Sioux County is, Daddy? That's 7 o'clock at Lincoln North Star.
No idea. I would assume northeast. Oh, it's very, very far west.
It's the farther and most, I think it is the farthest northwest school in the state of Nebraska, in Harrison, Nebraska. So if you look at your map, you're wondering, where is Sioux County? That's where it's at.
What is their record?
19-2. 19-2. I believe they lost to Potter Dix, who then lost to Mullen or something like that. But, Daddy, here is the following stat involving the wild card. In C1, the first team out, St. Paul. In C2, the first team out, and what I mean is if one more team could have got to state or whatever, the first team out in C2, Ravenna. The first team out in D1, Silver Lake. The first team out in D2, Loomis. All four right in our backyard. The one, though, that will stick out more than any would have to be Ravenna. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic, who draws a wild card at 18-7 and lost to unbeaten Cambridge, who Central Catholic can, you know, squelch all that. That's an interesting matchup. It's a rematch of the state volleyball championship where Cambridge just absolutely got pasted. So they're going to look for some revenge on Central Catholic. But Ravenna beat Central Catholic in the postseason. Central Catholic goes, Ravenna stays home. And yes, they did split. Central Catholic beat them earlier in the season. But if you looked at this as an NCAA tournament committee, that matchup wouldn't mean squat compared to what happened the second time around with Ravenna winning in the district. So you can look at both sides of that, but I have a hard time with a team with seven losses garnering a wild card.
Can you also look at the Ravenna situation, Douglas, as had they beaten Wood River,
yeah,
a team that was basically not good all year, they would have went. And there would not be a question. That's what they had to do, right? I mean, in hindsight. So there were other ways.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so when you're feeling sorry for Ravenna, well, okay. Okay. Should take care of business.
Yeah, there's the one game. And then they ended up with six losses. So it's not like, but I'm just saying,
yeah,
postseason, it happened to the Gibbon boys last year. Happened to the Ravenna girls this year. I'm sure there's other teams out there that it's happened to that they get in. But I also saw something strange. I believe it's in the boys' D2. Potter Dix right now is 12-8 and is ahead of some 19-3 teams in the wild card. I can't understand how all the teams you play with eight losses could ever get you ahead of a team with three losses. And I don't care what the competition is, and that's going to happen mostly in D2 and C2 because you do play up a lot. And that's one thing about Grand Island Central Catholic. They've boarded on the C1, C2, and they get in on the wild card by playing a lot of C1 and even some B teams. And that's always been a source. It doesn't, in the overall scheme of things, I don't think you can really penalize teams for playing too many times up because that's what we want to see. We want to see the good competition during the regular season. And we'll see if the wild card proves. But Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, both beat the sub-districts. Among the teams that get in on a wild card and will have two full weeks without playing a contest.
Coach Petrie, you said there was a 40-60 chance of you guys going. I thought there was about a 90-10. I stated that on this program. You called me crazy, Douglas.
You're so smart.
Well, I'm looking at those teams. I'm pretty good at picking that girls' basketball.
We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brent Heinrichs from Axtell. Also, Don Lees from Kearney Catholic to talk about tonight's boys' hoops games. And we'd love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Do you desire a unique dining experience that's fun, fast, delicious, and healthy for the whole family? Then you must try the Mongolian Grill in the Vista Point Shopping Villa in Kearney. The dining experience is like no other, as you select a mound of fresh vegetables, fresh meats, and steamed noodles, combined with a multitude of tasty sauces to create a limitless variety of heavenly combinations. Then watch your stick-wielding chef expertly stir-fry your selection on a huge flaming grill. Open 7 days a week to serve you. Take 15% off any meal till March 10th.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered showers, and there's a possibility of a few snow showers late today. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling through the 30s with winds out of the north to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a snow shower is possible early with a low at 19. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Brent Heinrichs, head boys basketball coach from Axtell, going to join us right around the corner. But right now we go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. Before we do that, since you were right going into the break, here is your time to be right coming out of the break as Tiger Woods put the beat down on Stewart Cink. But, Daddy, out of the 64, we made our predictions last week. We both had Tiger Woods winning it. I think I had Phil in the final. I don't even know who my backup to Phil was because I said he'd probably get beat in the second round. But who else did you have in the finals with Tiger Woods?
I had Stewart Cink, a six seed, advancing all the way and getting beat by Tiger Woods.
And isn't Stewart like 47 years old?
He is a much older man.
No, him and Tiger were in college at the same time. Didn't you get that whole thing where Georgia Tech and Stanford played and he beat Tiger in college?
No.
Yeah, that's the story. Let's go to the phone lines and 1-888-455-ESPN. Boomer Sooner Steve joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What kind of garbage do you have for us today? And it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I use that term loosely.
I know that Nebraska will play Oklahoma in basketball this week, but I surely can't believe that's why you're calling.
Well, obviously they're going to take their something there. But, no, I wanted to, Daddy's been on this Bo Pelini kick.
Really? Bo Pelini, really?
I'm afraid Daddy's going to file for divorce and propose to Bo.
I may.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, he's been on this Bo Pelini kick, and that's all I've been hearing. Well, all I want to know is, I'll tell you what, last Friday in one day, President Bob Stoops won 8 football games. Let's see Bo Pelini do that.
Of course, you're talking about the Rhett Bomar incident in which Oklahoma was cause to forfeit those eight games, and now the NCAA has come back and changed their rules, and Bob Stoops is credited with those eight wins again.
It's a dang good thing my uncle's on that committee.
Oh, Steve-O, you got anything else for us?
No, I just wanted to say, as soon as Bo Pelini wins eight games in one day, you can talk to me about him.
All right, buddy, we'll see you. Thanks for the call.
We'll see ya.
Sooner, Steve. Eight more wins. I can't believe you didn't come back with the obvious. Only eight? Only eight? Nice season. Nice season, guys. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Well, Douglas, yesterday certainly got a lot of people doing a little spring cleanup and some spring jobs, and it's a great time today, maybe when you're back inside the house, to look outside and start thinking about some edging, some landscaping. We want you to call Curbit, Inc. They are bringing life to landscapes, flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playground sandboxes, water runoff control and drainage. Border applications from Curbit are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs. Reduces edgings and trimmings by 75%. Set your appointment with Matt today or stop by and see him March 28th and 29th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Curbit.net is where it's at on the internet. Or you can call Matt at 308-237-4805. 308-237-4805 today for your landscaping and edging needs.
Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of Class C will be competing in their district basketball championship games tonight. And for the first time, Axtell will be competing in a Class C district final, and we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the 18-4 Wildcats, Brent Heinrichs. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good, and I have to admit, 18-4, two losses to Pleasanton, one of them in overtime in the conference championship, one to Alma, which they avenged in the sub-district final, and the other 1 point to Minden, who at the time was in the middle of their red-hot start to the season, just coming off the win over Ainsworth. You have put together a solid 18-4 season with no slouch losses, and you have but one senior in your starting lineup. Could you have imagined this team coming as far as they have this year?
Well, no, not really. They've outdid our expectations. I don't know. I haven't put much together. They've done a lot of good work on their own. We got a good assistant coaches, but we got a lot of young guys that played a lot of basketball when they were young, and they're, you know, they're familiar with the sport. They kind of know how to play, so we could skip over some of that stuff, and they're full of confidence, and they've really been a fun bunch to coach, so that they've done a great job for us.
Brent, obviously the challenge ahead of you tonight is the number one ranked team in the state, Coach Paul Baronic's Ravenna Blue Jays. Initially, just your early thoughts on them when you looked at them.
Well, you know, they're very athletic. They got a, you know, they got a big guy, way bigger than anybody we got, and they're quick, and they're good at penetrating, and they're almost all good 3-point shooters. So, you know, they press well. They don't have a lot of glaring weaknesses, but we looked at what they've done and what maybe we can try to attack. But the one thing I told our guys, and you know, and I think I know this is true, that you play somebody good like that, you can't come out timid, or you can't come out trying not to make a mistake or not do something wrong, maybe not take an open shot because you're afraid you might miss it. We've got to play aggressively, and we've got to, you know, play as if we just met together in the summer and divvied up and start playing. We can't play like we're trying not to get beat. We got to be the aggressor tonight at Ravenna. So hopefully we got that across to them, and I think they're in the right frame of mind, and we got some guys battling the flu a little bit, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you're one of those guys that's been battling the flu. Are you going to be ready to go tonight?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm a little lightheaded, a little dizzy yet, but my wife tells me I'm that way a lot. But Thursday I was sick, and I almost didn't go to the Alma game, but made it through that, and Friday I was very, very sick, and Saturday, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better. So, yeah, I'll be there unless something drastic happens here.
I hate this sick part. 1-888-455-ESPN is the number to call. You can email us, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're chatting with Axtell head basketball coach Brent Heinrichs here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I think it's going to be a packed gym tonight at Kearney Catholic. I'm looking forward to broadcasting the game from the aspect that these are two teams that don't mind getting up and down the floor, very athletic, like to have a good time out there on the basketball court. Is that going to be fine with you if it's just lets go?
Well, you know, Havana gets up and down the court so well in press. Maybe not completely, but we're not really a team like GICC that can really slow the game down, shorten the game, and, you know, have one of those 15-10 games you were talking about at halftime here a little bit ago.
That's really
I don't think our comfort zone. I was telling Daddy this morning that he called that sometimes we try to hold the ball for 30 seconds at the end of the quarter for a shot, and it seems like the other team's got the ball by 19. So we're gonna keep going.
Brent, who on your team? You know, you got the Benson kid's a senior, and you knew he was going to be a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Single out a couple of those young kids that have really played far and beyond your expectations.
Well, you know, here's the tricky part about that. We've got so much parity. We got six sophomores after Benson and a freshman, Bryce Runge, the freshman, and the six sophomores, Spencer and Trevor Fecht, James Clark, Weston Gutherson, Blake Fairbrook, and who am I missing? Did I list six? Oh, Nick Robinson. But they've all done a nice job. Nick has really come on. He's our tallest kid, about 6'2", but they've all done such a nice job. I mean, we don't even have a set five starters. The guys are so close, we make lists and see who thinks ahead of the other guy, and we've been starting various combinations because they are so close, and we want to keep them all hungry yet all happy as well. So, you know, those guys, and it's been good to add so much parity. They push each other in practice so we can have a good, sharp scrimmage, and, you know, they just improved. Trevor, in fact, and Jamie Clark, real kid's about 6'1". The nice thing about those two guys, they can handle the ball, they can shoot, they can post up inside, they can do a lot of different things to hurt you. Weston Gutherson, a very athletic player. He had a surgery for appendix, I think, earlier this year, so he's done a nice job battling back. Spencer Fecht and Blake Fairbrook are good guards, good shooters, and probably our best defenders. So it's just been Bryce Runge's got a lot of moxie for a freshman, good ball handler, not afraid to take a shot, and he's working on his defense, doing a nice job. So they've just done a good job of complimenting each other. Even though they're competing against each other for playing time, they're unselfish players. And, you know, I told them yesterday, I said this year has been as rewarding as coaching as any year that I've coached because they've just been such a good bunch to work with.
Well, Coach Paul Baronic obviously said after the sub-districts when I asked him about you guys, he goes, well, they gave Minden a heck of a tussle, and we couldn't do that. And, of course, I suppose if you also look at common opponents, Pleasanton is one of those. Does that give kids hope a little bit? Because as we stated at the top of the show, I would imagine you guys go in as a mini underdog. I don't know how much of an underdog. Do you play that role a little bit tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that most people expect Havana to win tonight. But we have played some tough games, and we've tried to make our summer as tough and most competitive play teams like Holdridge and Deschler as we possibly can because we need to prepare for this. And that's part of the reason we jumped in that Minden Holiday Tournament. We're glad that they let us in. And it's, you know, it's not all about winning every single game you can early in the season. It's we feel it's trying to play tougher teams, not only in the off season, but you know, schedule tougher teams. We're glad we're gotten that Minden Holiday Tournament to make yourself as best you can be at the end of this season. So I'm glad that we had a chance to play some of those teams and get to the finals of our conference tournament and played well. But, you know, Baronic, Paul's a great coach, and you know, we all know that, and he's a great guy to boot. So when I started coaching, he helped me out on some things, and I got nothing but respect for Paul Baronic. But he's going to have his guys ready to play, and it should be fun. But I think our guys are in the right frame of mind, and I don't think we're going to play timid. Hopefully we play loose and defend well and see what happens.
Well, Brent, we appreciate the time this morning, and we want you to know that Riz Bowen and your cousin Robbie are going to that Axtell game to root you on. Good luck from them.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for the coverage, you guys, and Doug, we'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds good, Brent. Take care.
You too now.
Brent Heinrichs, head basketball coach of the Axtell Wildcats. They're 18-4, and here's kind of the reverse thing. This is a team that's in the Fort Kearney Conference, dominated by Class D schools. This is a team that's moved up for the first time. If they're in D1, they're in the wild card chase. Now that they're in C2 at 18-4, they're not in the wild card chase. They have to win tonight. Ravenna has it locked up, but Ravenna won't even, that's not even a, it's not even a thing. If you have a wild card, you don't want to go in using the wild card.
Douglas, I need to throw this out about Extel. I believe they're the smallest C2 school. In basketball as well, so kind of one of those David and Goliath
Devin
matchups.
Franklin are right there on the
right on the bubble.
Danny, before we go to break here, do have another email. This from Ken, who says, "I would like to ask the Grand Poobah of officialdom a question." I guess this is for you. I watched the Notre Dame Syracuse game yesterday, and people were getting hammered time after time under the basket with no fouls called. At the end of the game, when Syracuse needed fouls, touch fouls were called over and over. What logic do refs use to make their calls? Ooh, I just heard somebody yell, "None!"
You know, in college basketball, sometimes, and you know what? You go back to Saturday's game, and Andy Markowski standing up for the big man in Alex Marić saying, you know, people can kind of harp on Alex at times for missing those point-blank shots. Well, if you're down there getting laid on literally 30 seconds after 30 seconds of time of possession, you're on that offensive end, you're going to miss some of those because it wears you out. It's a very physical game. Yeah, some of this basketball, I shake my head watching it saying, how is that not a foul? Somebody goes up, the ball gets shot out, their arms are above their head, and they didn't get touched. It's amazing how much of the ball they can grab. I do not have an answer for you.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sports Center on in the background. They're showing Tiger Woods' dominance. One of their poll questions is, who has been the greatest athlete, I believe, or who has been the most influential?
Most dominant.
Dominant. Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan, and Tiger are winning that. Our poll question, our Prairie Hills poll in one, touches on golf this week. Right now, who do you think is the greatest golfer of all time? Is it Jack Nicklaus? Is it Tiger Woods? Or is it somebody else? Is it? I mean, I didn't put Bobby Jones, Sam Snead, some of the guys that are up there in all-time wins, Arnold Palmer, maybe it's somebody else. Log on, vote ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Who right now would you vote as the greatest golfer of all time?
By the way, that victory yesterday, 63rd of Tiger's PGA career, moving him ahead of Arnold Palmer.
Fourth all time.
Fourth all time.
And before you just go, oh, it's Tiger. You know, I think I am leaning towards Jack still. I mean, there's no doubt Tiger is dominant. But remember, and you know, there was a couple commercials out there this week that maybe were thrown in because of this, talking about Jack Nicklaus, and it was for the World Golf Hall of Fame, and all his runner-up in majors. And like Ben Crenshaw says, you know, he's a stroke or two away from 37 major championships. Think about that. We'll take a break. Gotta take a break. Be back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly, you are so smelly, belly. There is a spray, that smell must obey. Obey the spray, obey the spray! Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe Deodorizing Body Spray.
I think it all goes back to when I was a child.
Well, I think we made a big breakthrough.
What?
I feel like you've grown.
I've been here 20 seconds.
Some people will do anything to get to Wing Tuesdays early at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I paid for an hour session.
Abandon them issues? Let's pick up there next week.
With specially priced wings all day on Tuesdays, it's no wonder we've created a day to celebrate them.
What about the intimacy problems with my wife?
Hugger, what else?
I have some things I need to talk about.
No good, let's delve into that, okay?
Okay. Well, hello?
Don't miss Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You have to be here.
Price and participation vary by location. Some restrictions apply.
Kearney's newest restaurant, Venue, has everything you need and want. The bar has an extensive beer and cocktail selection, large flat-screen TVs that are ideal for watching a sporting event. The business casual atmosphere during happy hour is perfect for gathering with friends. And Venue's menu has everything from delicious pizzas to certified Angus beef. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and happy hour from 4 to 6 weekdays at Kearney's newest restaurant, Venue. Located in the Holiday Inn, just off Interstate 80. Venue. Drink, dine, gather.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Iron Man of the professional bull riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered showers, and there's a possibility of a few snow showers late today. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling through the 30s with winds out of the north to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a snow shower is possible early with a low at 19. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what I love? Food.
Oh, and the friends from Domino's helping us out today, and now featuring their Brooklyn-style pizza. Get a large for only $9.99. Fellas nice enough to bring us in one this morning. Snacking on it as we speak. They're open daily at 11 a.m. Give Domino's a call today. Check out all the rest of their specials, but especially the Brooklyn-style pizza. A large for only $9.99. Call them today.
So good.
Douglas, we're just ramping up with this boys' basketball today with the district games and all that action. And one of the interesting matchups you mentioned in the open, how could Carney Catholic be facing Shadron? Well, to get his thoughts on that, because I'm sure he knows the logic in the NSAA on this, Don Leese joins us, head coach of the Carney Catholic Stars. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and good morning.
Oh, thank you. And I'm surprised I'm not on that list. You know, with wins and everything, I should be right around Tiger Woods here. You know, I got a pretty good putt, you know. So Doug, and you guys have seen me golf. I should be right up in that.
I've seen your game.
Yeah.
I've seen your game. I think if we could get you to the green, then we're dominating. You know, what about Shadron? I suppose it wasn't the easiest thing to get, you know, go meet in the middle and get tape. But tell us a little bit about Shadron. We know they are awfully, awfully tall as you get ready for tonight's game.
Well, I emailed the NSAA, and I said, if we add up the height, that means we should be able to play six people. So, you know, and they haven't emailed me back. I don't know if I get to play six or not tonight. So, yeah, they go about 6'11", 6'6", 6'5", area, right in that area, too, with their other two post players. So we're going to battle those guys with our 6'3", 5'11", 5'11", you know.
Coach, when you look at that, is it a deal where immediately you say, you know what, we got to get out and run and try and beat them with some easy baskets in transition?
Oh, definitely. You know, we got to get out and we got to do some pressing and hopefully you'll get some turnovers. The bad thing is their guards are really good. And I kind of told the guys, I said I kind of compare them to a little bit of Grand Island Central Catholic of about 4 years ago when they had the Howard and the Peterson and the Wissing, and their guards and stuff were good too. And so I said, guys, we got to come out. We got to be ready to play and just basically get after it. And hopefully, you know, some shots fall for us. And I said, you know, the one thing good is we're going to play hard. That's the main thing. And what happens, happens.
Don Leese, the head basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here. You'll be able to hear the game between Kearney Catholic and Shadron from Ogallala here on ESPN Radio tonight at 7 o'clock. Don, you were depleted by injuries to Adam Leese and Ryan Downey at the beginning of the year. Then your kids came out and played very well against some scrappy competition. And then you got Adam back. You ran into the holiday tournament. You played a pretty good game against a strong Ainsworth team. But then some problems against very good teams in a five-game losing streak, and it looked like, well, things are just going to head south and stay that way. Ryan Downey comes back, and you head into the districts, and I'm not saying Ryan Downey is the sole reason for this. I'm just saying he did come back, and you've won seven of your last eight, the only loss to Ravenna in the conference tournament. What about his coming back to the team, and why else has his team turned things around?
The biggest thing is, you know, we finally got a little bit healthy and starting to put, you know, a basic lineup out there that you could kind of see. And, you know, this is only Adam and Ryan's seventh game this year to play together in. And, you know, it's been, you know, when they're in there together, it just kind of opens other things up because now people concentrate on those two. And then the Drew Butlers and the Aaron Urbanskys and the Matt Bowmans and those people, you know, get different assignments on him instead of, you know, some of those guys getting some of the main people on him. And it kind of opens those people up. And it's been nice because, you know, they don't care if they score, Adam and Ryan, as long as, you know, we get the win. And that's good right there, is they didn't come out and just try to be all of a sudden the scorers on the team. They let the game kind of come to them. And then, you know, sometimes they had to be our scorers, and we did set some screens and so on for them. Defensively, it helped a bunch because then, you know, Ryan's quick enough that he can play the point guards, and Adam's good enough to where he can play the two guard against some other teams. So defensively, it helped out a bunch too.
Well, Don, I think, you know, you go back to even Christmas time. I talked to you a couple, three times in that stretch. And if you'd have set 13-9 at the end of the year and you're in a district final game, well, you'd probably be out with an injury by doing a backflip or something. I really think these kids have come together and gotten you some wins that maybe a lot of people didn't see them coming. And that's one reason only, they do play hard.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and exactly right. You know, if you would have said back in Christmas time, if we're going to be 13-9 at this point in time and playing in a district final, you know, I'd be like, whoa, wait a second here. But these guys have, you know, and that's the one thing, is they play hard. And there's sometimes that, you know, you put it on paper and, yeah, we shouldn't probably win. But, you know, these kids come out and they just go after it. And sometimes that, you know, competitiveness that they have, you know, comes out in them, and they just go after things. And if there's a loose ball on the floor, they're diving for it, and they're doing the small things to win these basketball games. And that's what we're going to have to do tonight, is we're going to have to come out and just scrap and get after things and try to beat them up and down the court a little bit.
Everybody get to school on time today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everybody got to school on time today.
All right. That's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Don, a safe trip, and looking forward to see, as I refer to, the little water bugs get right up and under these 6'11 kids and just show that speed and quickness that they have, and have some fun tonight, and we'll see you when you get back.
Oh, thanks a lot, Doug. It'll be fun because, you know, these kids haven't been in this situation for a while, and you know, that's like I told them. This is what you play the game for, is to play teams like this. So it'll be a lot of fun tonight.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
See you, Don Lease, head boys basketball coach, Kearney Catholic. Full roster tonight as they get ready for Shadron. Pre-game about 6:50, tip-off at 7. It's in Ogallala, so it's 6 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, just in case you check that out somewhere on a piece of paper, whether it's the paper or the web or wherever you're looking. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. And tell you where Don Lease hones his golf game right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
I'm Doug Duda with Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will have 6 of their next 7 games at home beginning this weekend as they welcome in Lincoln on Friday, Omaha on Saturday, then it's off to Sioux Falls on Sunday. The UNK men and women will be at home Friday to open up the RMAC basketball tournament. The women will host Regis at 6, men will host Mesa State at 8. The GPAC Conference Tournament begins Tuesday for the Hastings College men as they host Mount Marty at 7:30. A win would send them to Dakota Wesleyan at 5 o'clock on Thursday. The Hastings College women will be at home Thursday at 7:30 to take on the winner between Dakota Wesleyan and Dana. The Nebraska men will host Oklahoma Wednesday at 7, then travel to Oklahoma State Saturday. The Nebraska women will be at 15th-ranked Kansas State Wednesday night, then host Colorado on Sunday. In wrestling, UNK is at the RMAC Championships this weekend in Las Vegas, New Mexico. Hastings wrestling is off until the NAIA Nationals March 6th. Nebraska is off until the Big 12 Championships on March the 8th. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
It's Colin Cowherd. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter, ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required. Simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage, postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient. It's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial. No risk. And a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name, Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered showers, and there's a possibility of a few snow showers late today. Temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling through the 30s with winds out of the north to 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a snow shower is possible early with a low at 19. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show. After practice, Don Lee's is out at the simulator at Prairie Hills Golf Course. I told you that.
It's Monday, isn't it? Half price?
Well, of course it is. Half price Monday. I think he's going out there during his free time and kind of loosen up before they go to Ogallala tonight. Half price Monday on the golf simulator. Call for a tee time, just $10 for 18 holes. Play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for the warmer weather. Measures ball tracking and swing speed. Amazing reproduction of a golf round from driving to chipping to putting. Remember, this is the top simulator in 2007, so why not dust off a little bit of the clubs and shake a little rust out of the joints and get out there. And I know the folks actually might have even been on the golf course a little bit yesterday. I saw some people out there walking Prairie Hills yesterday, and still scratched my head and said, what is wrong with you? But anyway, the golf simulator on a day like this where it's just too windy and too cold, you can still play golf. Half price Mondays at the new Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, or, as I like to say, about 6 miles south Pleasanton. You know, same highway.
Right, Matt Reed.
Same line. Go out and see Nick, Curtis, or Kurt at Prairie Hills.
Douglas, I mentioned to you during the break this date in NFL history. Interesting, because this is the day in 1989 that Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys from Bum Bright and announced Jimmy Johnson would be hired to replace legendary coach Tom Landry.
How about them Cowboys?
Well, you remember your initial reaction when you heard that? He did what?
I started rooting for Denver.
Obviously, the NFL Combine going on today. Today, I believe, is defensive line and linebackers taking their place in the RCA Dome.
And speaking of the Cowboys and all this, by the way, do we really care that Darren McFadden ran a 4.3 3.40? Where does that get you? There's always defenders out there. I've never seen a guy hit the hole maybe once a year and not get touched. So, okay, all right, get that out of the way. Dallas, keep Marion Barber. What the hell are you thinking? If you trade up to get McFadden, it's just stupid. And as Golic said this morning, you know, maybe he'll turn out to be all pro, but you have got a proven commodity in Marion Barber. You do not mess around with that and take a chance on a rookie in Darren McFadden when you need some other things on this football team.
McFadden's 4.33, which he ran not the fastest. Chris Johnson from East Carolina, 4.2440. Couple highlights on Nebraska kids that performed. Carl Nix, 9'1" standing long jump, 31 reps in the bench press. Sam Keller about fourth or fifth in the 20-yard shuttle at 4.35. Maurice Purifoy not up at the top of any of the charts.
Yeah, really?
I mean, they've got him up on NFL.com. You can look up a lot. Not the most reliable hands, they say. Too many balls into his body. Fails to get separation off of the corners. And inconsistent blocking. It says one time he will absolutely kill somebody. The next time seems disinterested are the negatives. Positives, a well-built receiver, good height, gets off the line quickly, good body control, and can make difficult catches in traffic. So Maurice Purify, I expected, I thought, just with his size and athleticism, you would see him up at the top of some of those things, but to no avail.
Coming up on the show later this week, a big weekend for the Storm as they return home. Derek, what do we got going on Friday? Because I know Stormy's making his rounds.
Yeah, Friday is Lincoln's going to be in town, and then Saturday's pack it in purple night. So everybody's expected to come out in purple and pack the house for Omaha. They're going to be in town Saturday. So it's rival weekend with Lincoln and Omaha.
Storm close. Close this weekend. They went 1-1. Pair of one-goal games. Storm has won two of their last three. And hopefully they can keep things going because six of the next seven games are at home for the Tri-City Storm. So if they're going to have a chance to make that one, what has to be big last push, they'll be able to get to do that at home. Also, going to talk UC Riverside baseball later this week, Tony.
Yeah, Doug Smith expected to join us. They are busy. They have played the three games already. They've got Washington today, Pepperdine tomorrow, an off day on Wednesday. Then they fly out on Thursday to Nebraska. Got to talk to their assistant coach a little bit this morning. Well, actually, got to talk to him quite a while because I couldn't get him off the phone. But remember, this is a coaching staff.
Because you're the daddy.
Well, this is a coaching staff that in the second game in the regional, Doug Smith saw one batter. His assistant coach saw two batters, both showing the gate. So we'll get their thoughts on that and kind of some funny stories. Really very, very, very outgoing, very, 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 very nice guys.
UNK men and women wrap up the regular season with wins. The men, what are you kidding me, 106 points? 106-94, they actually tie for the division championship. Hell of a coaching job. That's all I can say. To get that group, I mean, it's not an astounding 17-2, but it's good enough. And the men, they, wow, 13-6, tie for the lead. They get the number two seed. The women win the East. They also get the number two seed. Fort Lewis is number one. They do just like the NBA. The number one, then the number two is the winner of the other conference. And the Regis women come in 6 o'clock on Friday. And for the men, Mesa State come in at 8 o'clock. And for Hastings College, they will be in action. The men win a 52-49 game on the heels of the women's 114-40 game.
Yeah,
Nebraska Wesleyan disbands your women's team 114-40. Hastings women will be the third seed. They play at home Thursday at 7:30 against the winner of Dakota Wesleyan Dana. The men are the sixth seed, so they have to play on Tuesday. They'll be hosting the 11th seed Mount Marty, and then if they win that, they'll head to Dakota Wesleyan on Thursday for basketball. I was thinking there was one other thing we wanted to get to, Daddy.
I got that one other thing, and that's congratulations to Waco, Texas' own Alton Jones. 5 pounds and 2 ounces, the winner. He moved from 10th to 1st on day 3 using a Booyah Pigskin Jig, a Booyah AJ's go-to jig, both with a Yum Trailer and a Cotton Cordell CC Spoon. So congratulations to 500,000, $500,000 on his heels, Cliff Pace and Kevin Van Dam.
Won the Bassmasters.
Yes.
That's fishing, right?
Greenville, South Carolina is where it was at, and he was able to take home the big prize.
I'm going to go watch me some NASCAR now. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!